A new law in Arizona allows people to get some medical tests and blood work done without consulting a doctor. So if you think you're allergic to Bermuda grass or to wheat, no need to see an allergist, go straight to the lab. Dr. Robert Stern is medical director for Sonora Quest Laboratories, Arizona's largest clinical lab testing company. Dr. Stern, welcome to Here and Now.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
So you offer a menu of tests that up until just recently could not have been done without a doctor's note. I see there's a test here for anemia. There's another one for hepatitis C. It costs $22, by the way. What else is on the list?
There's a number of other tests. We offer some general health screening tests, as well as some tests for heart health, and also a few selected infectious disease tests.
Mm. And insurance isn't going to pay for this. A person who goes into your labs will have to pay for this out of pocket. But it sounds sort of dangerous to me, for instance, in the case of the hepatitis C test. Why would I not want to have a doctor involved in something like that?
I think you absolutely would want to have a physician involved. And in fact, we actually opposed this law when it first was proposed for precisely that reason. The idea was floated that by giving patients access to all laboratory tests, they would be able to get testing earlier, be able to detect diseases earlier. And there's some problems with that notion. Indiscriminate testing really is not an appropriate way to screen for disease. And at every step of the way, we encourage them to work with their healthcare providers to make sure that they're understanding the tests that they're selecting, as well as what the results mean when they get them back.
Right, because if I get a test back that has some number attached to it that I have no idea how to interpret, that could be a problem. But even if you encourage me to work with my doctor, you're a doctor yourself, you know full well that that doesn't always happen.
That's true. That's true.
Isn't that a danger then?
I think to a limited extent it can be. And again, what we've tried to do are pick tests that are pretty easy for most folks to interpret. There are folks who do have chronic health conditions, who have quite a bit of knowledge about their health care and really are in a very good position to kind of be proactive, take a very active role in managing their health. But again, I completely agree with you that the best way to do this is as part of a team where the patient's physician is an integral member.
What test do you think would be inappropriate for this situation?
Well, there are a number of things that come to mind for me. There are things out there that are described broadly as tumor markers. And for patients who have known types of cancer, those markers can be incredibly helpful for their oncologists, for their physicians to follow their disease, to make sure that their treatments are working. They're terrible screening tests. And so offering that test to a healthy patient who might be among the worried well, you get a result back. It's essentially meaningless. Mm. Some other examples would be testing for certain infections that, you know, aren't endemic. If you haven't traveled to parts of Africa, getting yourself tested for, you know, Ebola or viruses like that makes no sense at all. A positive result is meaningless if you haven't been in an area that's endemic or where you might have had an exposure. And so we're not offering that type of testing, although under this law, it would be available should we choose to offer it.
So you've drawn the line on some tests clearly. But it feels to me almost like an extension of this on-demand culture that I feel like has really – that I feel we've grown accustomed to in the United States, that if I want something, I deserve to have it, and I deserve to have it when I want it. And broadly speaking, in medicine, that would make some people feel uncomfortable.
I do think that the law is also a little bit of a response to kind of a rising consumerism, that there is an acknowledgement that people, although as you described, it may want things when they want them. There's also an empowerment that I think's gone on among patients. You know, back in the old days, the doctor really was the one who ran the show, and the patient sort of did as they were told. Folks today have access to a lot of information, some good, some bad. And people want to be much more involved in their healthcare, at least some patients do. And we view these test offerings as a way to give people who want to be involved an opportunity to do that and to do it in a responsible way.
This law came about in Arizona because of a testing company called Theranos, which lobbied the legislature for the change. And Theranos offers tests using a pinprick of blood rather than a traditional needle. And Dr. Stern, skeptics might say, look, this seems like an opportunity to find new ways to raise revenue, especially in a world where we've seen reimbursements for insurance and Medicare go down. And to an extent, that could be seen as true. You know, an allergy test for your lab is going to run about $200.
Sure. I think you're absolutely right that that this could be viewed as a new stream for revenue. the laboratory offers a huge number of tests. I mean, thousands of tests are available through Sonora Quest, and we're offering direct to patients, you know, well under 100 tests. You know, if we were interested in maximizing revenue, we could open up the book and say, hey, order whatever you want. But it's not a responsible way to go as far as we're concerned. The correct way to use lab testing is to do the right test at the right time on the right patient. It's not to do large indiscriminate panels of testing. And so is there room for mischief? There is.
Dr. Robert Stern is medical director of Sonora Quest Laboratories, which is taking advantage of a new law that went into effect in Arizona that allows people to get tests without a doctor's note. And if you're a doctor, let us know what you think about this at hereandnow.org. Dr. Stern, thank you very much.
My pleasure.